Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, man of God. I tell you, bad connection, but God is good. We have the bishop online, and he's ready to give us a word from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bishop, you go ahead, man of God. Let God use you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hey, man, look, once again, we are thanking and praising each and every one. How about Cindy? We bind up. The spirit is trying, amen, to distract the airways from the people of God. Amen. We honor the owners of the MCI Block Talk. I honor my wife, good God. Hallelujah. I honor the people of God tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to get into the word of God, being that we had a bad connection. I'm preaching my heart out. Amen. To God be the glory. To find out only we had a bad connection. But to God be the glory. Amen. Let's get into the word of God. I just want to tell you tonight that you are blessed. Amen. I want you to get it down in your spirit. Amen. Down in your soul. Let it saturate your mind. Good God Almighty, that you are blessed. Amen. And if God say you're blessed, you're blessed. Amen. Good God Almighty. I want to thank you. I'm just going to talk about that out of the book of Psalms, chapter 1. Amen. Just going to quote a few verses down for you, just to encourage you tonight. Holy Spirit, just a little leading of encouragement. Somebody's going to grab hold. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. We bless you for moving by your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for pricking the heart, breaking up fallow ground, out of our center, saturating the soul with the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. Listen up, your people. Amen. From out of the miry clay. And give them a blessing forever to stay. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I trust that you have the book of Psalms, first chapter. Amen. It begins to tell us, amen, who's blessed. Amen. We're living in a time, everybody say, I'm blessed. Good God Almighty, people say, I'm blessed and highly favored. We got so many proclamations of being blessed. But if we truly want to measure if we're blessed, no other place we can go to except the word of God and use it as our measuring rod. Well, and Psalms chapter 1 is talking about the people that are blessed. And he says, the ones that are blessed, are blessed is the man or woman who walketh not. So, you know, glory be to God, I'm a slow reader in the word of God. I like to take my time. I like to chew and feast on every, and not only every chapter, every verse, God Almighty, but every word and every letter. So therefore, we're going to take our time tonight, and we're going to see, glory be to God, that he said, blessed is the person that walketh. Let's understand that, glory be to God, the way to measure you, if you're blessed, you have to look at your walk. See, blessed is the man, human, that walketh not. I'm hearing the bad connection again, but I'm going to go on in faith in Jesus' name. You have to look at your walk to see if you're blessed. And most people will declare when they look at their walk, oh, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. But your achievements in your walk doesn't make you blessed. Because you could achieve a lot of things in this world and still not be blessed. You can stop clubbing, stop lying, stop cursing, stop drinking, stop smoking. And those are all great achievements, but they do not declare you as blessed. So when you say, Bishop, are those blessed things? Yes. Those are all blessed things to do, and these things will occur when you are walking with God. But just because your walk has changed doesn't necessarily mean you're blessed, because it could just be an achievement. It could just be your own strength levels. But the blessed is the one that walketh not in the counsel. What are you saying, Bishop? What is the word of God saying? Who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Good God Almighty. That's letting us know, glory be to God, that they have in a boardroom meeting. Good God Almighty. It says, who walketh not in the counsel. That means your walk cannot be dictated by ungodly counsel or ungodly decision-making. Do you know, glory be to God, that every second of your life, you should be in a board meeting? I got that from Lady K. When you wake up in the morning, you ought to know that the enemy is having a meeting, a board meeting, on how they can stop that powerful woman of God. How can I stop this man of God? And while they're holding their meeting, you ought to be holding a meeting with God. You ought to be holding a meeting with the heavenly host. You ought to be holding a meeting with the boardroom of God. So that when you come out of your meeting, y'all ain't hear me yet. Good God Almighty. The only counsel you are hearing is a godly counsel. See, so you can have a lot of things. But if you're not connected, how about CA? If you're not following, if you're not hearing the decision for your life that comes out of the counsel of God, how about that? Then you are walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Glory be to God. The enemy will try to have meetings with you. But every day, as I was saying, you ought to be asking God. You ought to be holding a meeting with God. Good God Almighty, and say, Lord, what's the decision on this? How are we going to handle this? How are we going to handle that? Because once we try to make decisions ourselves, then we are in the counsel of the ungodly. Right. So in order to know if you're blessed, you must look at how you walk. How about us? Yeah. I'm not talking about what we know. I'm not talking about what we read. I'm not talking about what we learned in church. Because we can know the whole Bible. But when it comes time to obey godly counsel, if we do not yield or seek the counsel of God, then we're missing the whole point. Because that's how you can tell you're blessed. How you walk, not your strength level. A lot of people have obtained a lot of things, but they don't hear from God. Nor standeth. Nor standeth. That means, people of God, we as the people of God, we must be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We have to stand, the Bible declares, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore. How about CA? We have to, glory to God, make sure we understand where we stand. Do you know where you stand with God today? Do you know where you stand with your leader today? Do you know where you stand in the kingdom today? If you want to see if you're blessed, look at how you walk and look at what you stand on. Some people, glory be to God, would rather fight than switch. Some people will lay down their life. Look at the great patriarchs that passed through. The Bible says having a greater cloud of witness. so great a cloud of witness. Let us hold our profession. Let us stand still. Let us not be moved by winds and rains. Let us not be moved by fears and trouble. Let us not be moved by emotions. How about see, hey? You have to stand. And where you're standing today, child of God, it cannot be in the way. A lot of us are standing in the way. We're standing in God's way. We're standing in each other's way. We're standing in the way that God said, don't go. And glory be to God. He said, nor standeth in the way. But he says, of sinners, we cannot be the stumbling block for mankind to come to God. We cannot continue to be the stumbling block that hinders people from getting delivered. Hey, man, we can't keep being the stumbling block. Glory be to God. How about I say, hey, that's stopping God from saving in the world. So we got to look where we're standing. And it cannot be in the way of sinners. I'm going to broaden our revelation today on that. He said, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Watch this. Or the replica of sinners. Or the exact mirror of sinners. Y'all don't hear me. Good God Almighty. He said, nor standeth in the way of sinners. That means you can't stand the same way sinners stand. I'm broadening this thing out. I'm going to stretch that verse. And you can't be standing where sinners are standing. Good God Almighty. You cannot, hallelujah, get caught in sin and make it a permanent position. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say, I'm coming out. Say, yeah, I might be there, but I'm not standing here. Good God Almighty. I may have went there, but I didn't stay there. I didn't stand there, good God Almighty. I'm not standing in the way of a sinner. I'm coming out to the way God will have you to come out. Amen. That's right. You may have been there. You may even be there. But if you're under the sound of my voice, I'll speak to your soul and tell you, you don't have to stay there. Don't you stand in the way of sinners. You praise your way out. You walk your way through. Come on, somebody. Halabasenda. You seek and praise and worship your God till he bring you through. Because you don't want to stand right there. You want to get in God and stand. Good God Almighty. You want to stand, glory to God, and face everything. Habasie, that comes your way. Your stand is in the way of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat. We know it's scornful. We're going to get there. But he said, nor sitteth in the seat. And there's so many of us, and they're sitting in the wrong seat. You can't just sit wherever you want to sit in the kingdom. We got people sitting in high places and in high positions where it's not your seat. Me and Lady Butler went to the Eagles football game. Good God Almighty, we were blessed and we had our tickets already. Already paid, already registered. We already had the number of the seat. We all come on somebody. How about CA? And we already knew where we would be. We will have authority to sit. But as they escorted us to our seat, there was two other gentlemen. Y'all don't hear me yet. And they were sitting in our seat. How many of you sitting in somebody's seat? How about Cynthia? That's not your seat. You can't sit where you want to sit. We have to sit where God places us. And thanks be to God, my love, my wife, glory to God, I got a lot of love, but so does she got a lot of discipline along with her love. I got a lot of mercy along with my love, but it's all the same love of God. But you know what? She seen that I was about to say, well, she said, those are our seats. How about CA? And the man looked like, man, could you please, because there's two other seats right next to him. He said, you don't mind sitting there? And just like God, Lenny Butler said, no, go ahead, y'all can sit there. But if somebody come who has authority over here, these seats where we're sitting, I want to let you know that I have the authority to move you. Y'all got to hear me. I'm almost done with the story. That's the same way God is. God is watching a lot of people sitting in the seat that he didn't even give them authorization to sit in. They just pick the chair, pick the place, pick the title. How about seating? And God is looking, and he's saying like Lady Butler, go ahead, I'm going to watch you. But I want you to know who got the authority over the seat. Y'all don't hear me today. If you want to know if you're blessed, see where you're sitting. Check where you've been seated. Do you know where you've been seated, child of God? We have been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We sit, oh God, in his presence, and we wait on our God. How about seeing? We don't choose where we want to sit. And God is giving you grace and mercy. He said, I got my eyes on you. I'm going to watch you. And if you sit in that seat, don't work out. I got authority to move you. Hallelujah, somebody.